Hello guys, what is up? Eman from PesoSmartPH here and welcome sa panibagong episode. Of course, a shoutout din sa mga podcast listeners natin. Today, discuss natin what is a tender offer. Konting background lang dito kasi nalaman ko lately, I think last week, na nagbigay ng tender offer yung sa Pepsi na stock. So yun, curious ako ano bang meaning nun. So yun, gusto ko lang din i-share sa inyo kung ano yung mga nahanap ko. So syempre, first off, we need to define kung ano ba yung tender offer. So yung unang source natin is Wikipedia. So sabi dito, tender offer is a type of public takeover bid, basically. And then, of course, it is a public kasi sa mga public traded companies ito nangyayari. Open offer or invitation by a prospective acquirer to all stockholders of a publicly traded corporation, as I've said earlier, to tender their stock or sell for sale at a specified price. So, naka-specify na agad yung price, fixed yun. So, for example, meron kang stocks ni company A. Around sabihin natin 5,000 shares. So for example, binili mo siya last year lang, and then binili mo siya at 5 pesos per share. Bibilin yun ni company na gusto mag-acquire or yung nag-offer ng tender offer at a higher price dun sa current market price. So for example, nag-increase na siya after a year, naging 6 pesos per share na siya. Hindi niya 6 pesos bibilin yun. It's ano pa, it's above that. So, for example, sabihin natin na 6.10, 6.15 para mas, parang makompel ka, kumbaga, or like ma-convince ka to sell your shares to them. And then, usually, the bidder contacts shareholders directly. Yeah, sorry sa typo. But yeah, directly yun. The directors of the company may or may not have endorsed the tender offer proposal. So yeah, pag hindi nila alam, basically ano yun, parang hostile takeover. Gustong like merong like person or like a group of people or let's say a corporation na gusto mong take over din sa company na yun. And then yung next source natin is Investopedia. So sabi dito, it's a type of a public takeover bid constituting an offer to purchase some or all of shareholder shares in a corporation. So yeah, usually it is made publicly and they invite shareholders to sell their shares for a specified price, so fixed yan, and then within a particular window of time. So usually gusto nila like a month pa lang like mangyari na yung takeover. And then, syempre, it's a premium to the market price. And then, meron minimum or like maximum number of shares sold. Contingent yun dun. Okay, so yung example nga natin is ito. For example, sabihin natin si company A, naging profitable siya ganyan. And then, gusto siyang i-acquire niya, no? Ni company B. So, paano nga ba yun magagawa ni company B? Kailangan niya magkaroon ng majority shares ni company A para siya na may control over that particular company. So basically, that's 51% of all the shares. So for example, syempre yung mga like founders or for example, yung mga naging CEO, nagkaroon sila ng shares. Sabihin natin nagko-comprise yun ng ano mo yung number? Like 40%. Sabihin natin ganun. Then yung publicly traded is 60%. So yun, kung mabili nila like 51 or up or pataas na percentage ng common shares na yun from the public, they're gonna be like the majority shareholders ng company. But I think hindi ganun nag-work, like dapat less than 50%, I think, yung na-control ng public. Like usually nasa 10% pag nag-IPO yung mga companies. Kasi syempre dapat merong majority shareholder. then, so why is a tender offer issued nga ba? Ano ba yung reason behind this? So basically, a publicly traded company issues a tender offer with the intent to buy back its own outstanding securities. So yung mga ano nga, yung mga shares na inoon ng individual or like parties of investors na nagte-trade nung stock na yun, or like parang there's just sitting on it. And then occasionally, a tender offer is issued directly to shareholders without the board of directors' consent. So yun nga, nasabi ko kanina, is an example ng hostile takeover. But sometimes naman di naman siya laging hostile. Like, alam nung directors or like nung majority shareholders ng company na yan, and then they kind of like agreed na mag-takeover yan. Yung kung sino man yun, like corporation or tao, and then they'll encourage the current shareholders to sell their stocks to that particular acquirer, and then it is usually acquired by hedge funds, private equity firms, management-led investor groups, and other companies. And then ayan, nagtitrade siya below or at a discount up price after a day na ma-announce yung tender offer, kasi nga syempre above the market price nga siya bibilin eh nung ano. So like usually bumababa talaga yung demand, and I think parang sinususpend din yung like trading like within the duration of the tender offer. And then this is attributed syempre din sa uncertainty of and time needed for the offer. Ayan. Well, to sum it up, basically nagbibigay lang ng tender offer if like may gustong mag-takeover sa company. Yun lang yun. And then, of course, common sense naman yun, the shares of stock purchase in a tender offer become the property of the purchaser. So they can like sell it again if they like. Or I doubt that they will do that immediately. Kasi nga, gusto nilang mag-take control sa company. And then yun, syempre, they're at an expense since above the market price, the current market price, yung babayaran nila. Just to take all the, like, almost all of the common shares out there. Okay. And then, ano ba yung advantages or pros ng tender offer? Marami yan. So, yung investor or yung buyer are not obligated to buy shares until a set number are tendered. Okay, so hindi sila compelled. And then, this prevents investors from liquidating stock positions if yung offer is mag-fail, if hindi siya mag-fulfill. And then, acquirers can also include escape clauses releasing liability for buying the shares. So yeah, that's really good then. Like para meron kang security, like extra layer of security if you do this. And then ito, isang example. If the government rejects a proposed acquisition citing antitrust violations, the acquirer can refuse to buy tendered shares. Siyempre kailangan nating like protektahan yung investor, yung mga investors, syempre. And then generally, they earn more than normal investments in the stock market. Yeah, we'll see in the coming like months, I think, or maybe a year, I don't know. There's a pip. Kasi I'm not gonna sell mine. I'm just gonna sit on it for a couple of months and see kung ano ba yung mangyayari. Like, meron din downsides eh. Like, pwede siya madelist or whatnot, but I don't really mind. Nagbibigay naman silang dividends, and kung mag-stop siya, then I think that's fine pa din. Like, parang kita ko, like, nasa 1.4k something pag in-accept ko yung sa PIP, but I'm not gonna take that. I'm not in it for the short term naman. And, like, wala pang, halos 1 year pa lang. Nasa portfolio ko yung sa Pepsi. So, we'll see. And then, ano nga ba yung disadvantages or cons of a tender offer? So, first off, syempre, it's very expensive for the acquirer kung complete nila yung hostile takeover. Kasi nga, yun, dapat above the market price sila bumili ng stocks, ng shares. Kasi like, hindi mo compel yung current shareholders na magbenta sa kanila if hindi nila like tatasan yung price, diba? And then, yeah, a higher price is usually offered compared to the current market price, as I've said earlier. And then, yun, sabi dito, there are a lot of miscellaneous fees. So, yeah, SEC, yun, syempre, yung lawyers na, like, nag-handle nung stuff nila, like, paperwork and, like, legal stuff. And then, of course, other fees na may incur pa along the way. And then, of course, it's very time-consuming. But, of course, yung mga gumagawa naman nito, alam nila may worth it. Like, yung pag-takeover na doon sa company. And, kung mutual naman, like, doon sa bibili na entity, and then sa bibilhin na entity. Like, yun, mutual naman sila. I think mas may madali yung process. And then, ayun, examples natin in the PSE. Ito kaka-announce lang actually. So, galing tong article sa The Manila Times. Pero nakita ko na rin to sa BPI Trade, I think yesterday. So, May 27 yung article by Jordine B. Lagare. So, yun, yung first gen receives tender offer notice. So, yeah, yung Asia Holdings PTE Limited has informed of First Gen Corporation na may intention sila to acquire over 320 million common shares of the Lopez-led company through a tender offer. So, yeah, as, if you don't know, yung Lopez is yung key people then like key family sa ABS-CBN. So, yeah, in the disclosure last Tuesday, so that's 2 days ago, First Gen said it has received a notice from the Singapore-based firm for the conduct of public and voluntary tender offer to acquire at least 215 million common shares, and then the maximum is at 323 million common shares of the listed firm. Wow. And then of course, the Philippine Stock Exchange approved of First Gen's request for voluntary trading suspension of its shares, which started last Tuesday pa. So yes, well, nag-end siya yesterday at 9 a.m. And then First Gen shares were flat nung Tuesday. Tapos, ito, yung tender offer nung sa Pepsi Cola Products Philippines. So, nire-open siya kasi I think konti lang yung nagbenta. I'm not entirely sure about the numbers, the exact numbers. I don't have the data at hand. But then, in-offer siya ulit. I think in-offer to... kailan nga ba? Like early this year or like late 2019? But I just saw it and then hindi siya masyado... hindi niya masyado na-catch yung attention ko kasi like ano lang naman, pagpupunta ko sa PSE, sa BPI Trade, like yun, titingin lang ng stocks, ano ba yung like, may magandang dividends, hanap-hanap lang ng magandang magandang like bargains. Tapos yun, alis na ulit ako. And then hindi ko naman siya masyado pinasa. And then eto nga, lately, mas lalo akong like na curious din sa mga like details and like parang daily report sa BPI Trade and all that stuff. So yan, punta tayo dito. And then yung offer period nga is from May 20 to June 2. So that's like until next week, Tuesday. Yep. Okay. Bakit andito ka? Ba't lumalabas ka? Okay. And then, yung price nila is at 1.95. And then, kung ninyo napapanood yung video ko previously, I think nasa 1.41 kung nabili yung, yung Pepsi shares ko. But yeah, yung deadline actually is, to tender is on May 29. So, that is this Friday. That's tomorrow. Okay, and then next one is eto, yung sa first gen, yung na mention sa article earlier. So offer period is from May 27 to June 24, so 1 month siya. And then yung tender offer price is at $22.50. I'm not sure how much ba yung first gen. Tingnan nga natin kung how much yung current price ng first gen. PPI trade. Wala daw internet yung phone ko. Why oh why? Okay, refresh natin yan. Okay, hindi na tayo sa BPI trade. Ano ba yung stock code nila? FGN. Go. So, last traded yesterday lang. And then, oh, wow. So, nag-increase sila ng 14% yesterday. Grabe. Kasi nasa 20.25 na. Yung previous close sila is at 17.74. Laki nung kikitain, ha? Like, kasi yesterday lang naman na-announce din, eh. So, magiging 22.50. Laki nung kikitain, actually. Kasi yung 52-week low niya is at 14 pesos. So, kung nakabili ka nun, like, almost, like, 8.5 pesos per share yung kikitain. Wow, that is a lot of money. Kung marami ka nabiling shares nito. Oh well. So talagang determined yung Singapore based company na yun to take over this corporation sa Philippines. And yeah, kung meron kayong first gen stocks, then it's a good time for you to sell, I think. Anyway, ayan. We are towards the end of this episode na. Pagitan natin yung sources natin, yeah. Yung Investopedia, Wikipedia, Manila Times, and of course, BPI Trade. And before tayo mag-end, syempre meron tayong quote. This one is from Gary Vaynerchuk. It's Gary Vay. Sabi niya, if you build a dream around something you love, you're more likely to work hard to get there. Yep. So hindi ka tatama rin, di ba? And then, gusto mo talaga yung ginagawa mo. Nag-enjoy ka. So, more often than not, talagang like magsusumigap ka para ma-achieve yung goals mo and para mag-excel ka sa field na yun. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you want more of my content, be sure to leave a rating, give a like, share it, and subscribe. Your feedback is always welcome and appreciated. And remember, be PESA smart. See ya.